Welcome back to Moms Unbothered, the show where we ditch the toxins, trust our instincts, embrace a healthy lifestyle, and don't care who it bothers. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Kate.
And today we have Dr. Abby Kramer, who is a chiropractor with more than a decade of experience in integrative wellness. She takes a true whole body approach to patient care. In addition to clinical practice, Dr. Kramer serves as the medical director at Fringe Heels, where she contributes to designing and advocating for clean, science-backed wellness products. We learn all about her journey from healing migraines to creating her own supplement line and what a Fringe Light does to support our health. Before we get into this, if you love conversations that challenge the status quo and help you level up your health, take 2 seconds to hit that like button. Subscribe if you're watching on YouTube or leave a quick review if you're a podcast listener. It helps more moms like you find this podcast. And let's be real, the more of us out there, the less we have to explain why we don't let our kids eat McDonald's. All right. Well, today we have Dr. Kramer on, and would you like to go ahead and just tell us about yourself first?
Sure. So my name is Dr. Abby Kramer. I am a chiropractor and holistic physician by training, and I still see patients a couple of days a week in an in-person clinic. And I'm also the medical director at a wellness company called Fringe. And we make red light therapy products and have a really clean supplement line. So that's what I do in my other days out of the clinic. And yeah, just love all things health and wellness and answering people's questions. You know, there's so much noise out there on social media, especially. And like, you need this is the new best thing. And so just kind of breaking through kind of the BS on what can help people heal naturally.
That's amazing. So what got you started into the health space? Because I feel like we all have these like little moments in our lives where we're like, of flip switches, and we're like, yeah, we're done with Western medicine. Yeah. We're going to the holistic side.
Yes. Most people aren't, although I think it's going to change in this next generation with like our own kids. But I feel like most of us weren't like born into this. Like you're saying, it's through our own experiences. My first really entry into chiropractic was that when I was in undergraduate, I was in a pretty bad car accident, got T-boned, and I got horrible whiplash. And nothing was helping me. I went to like the on clinic, you know, campus, just like medical little building. And they gave me drugs like muscle relaxers, pain meds. They didn't even really help that much. And then once I stopped taking them, of course, all the pain came right back. And one of my professors, I was studying exercise sciences, was a physical therapist. And he was like, you know what, you need to go see my buddy in town who's an awesome chiropractor. I'd never seen a chiropractor before. I had no idea what they did, but I was like, I got nothing to lose. And long story short, I went in there after one treatment. I was like 80% better. And so I was like, whoa, that's crazy. That was cool. And so I became like a chiropractic junkie and loved it, just for overall health and wellness. And then I went on in my career. I was a personal trainer for a while. And then I just realized I wanted to learn more. So I kind of looked at all the different like continuing education opportunities out there. And chiropractic just made sense. I was a believer and had been a patient of it for a long time. And got accepted and went that route, but what really got me into like holistic medicine, not only chiropractic, was my own experience with chronic migraines. So I had really bad chronic migraines for years, like 3 to 4 times a week. I, of course, tried all the medications with just most of them, kind of same thing, didn't even work, but also just made me feel so off. Like I felt like a zombie. Like it was just, I was like, this isn't worth it. I'd rather, this is like so bad. If I got a migraine, I would slam a giant Diet Coke and pop Excedrin. And that like worked better than the drugs. So I was like, forget it. I'll just do what I'm doing. But I started the chiropractic program, which is like really intense. And I was like, how am I going to do this with getting all these migraines? Like I have to figure this out. And same thing. It was one of my professors at the time. I was finishing up a couple of prerequisite courses for the program. He worked with a lot of functional medicine in his practice. And so I went up to him after class, was like, hey, what can help migraines? I've got these horrible migraines. They happen all the time. Like, I've got to figure this out. And he was like, a couple things to try. He was like, go gluten-free and start taking Feverfew, which is an herb that acts as a preventative for migraines. Mm. So you take it every day and it can help prevent them. Come on. And he was like, look, Feverfew is like, in half the people, it'll work great. And half the people, it won't work at all, but it certainly won't hurt anything. You got nothing to lose. So it's like, okay. That day I went gluten-free, I started taking Feverfew. I never got a migraine again. And wow. I was like, what? like, I have to learn more about this stuff. So then through all my training, I was just like head first into supplements and herbs and functional nutrition and just like looking at the person as a whole, because I love chiropractic, don't get me wrong, but just getting like chiropractic adjustments wasn't going to fix my migraines, at least not fully, right? And so that's really how I became super passionate about it.
Wait, that's wild. Wait, can you say the herb slower?
Yeah. Anyone that has migraines out there, go try Feverfew.
Okay. Where can they find that?
Like, you have a fever and few, F-E-W.
Is it like a tincture?
I mean, Whole Foods has it.
Okay.
Like, you can get it as a tincture, which I recommend if you can get your hands on that. It's always like more concentrated in that form. Feverfew and another really good one. And there's some migraine blend products that have Feverfew and Butterbur is another one that can work really well. So sometimes patients, I use that now as kind of the two combo. And it's preventative. So you have to take it every day, give it a good go for like a month or two and see. And yeah, I mean, that was like life-changing for me. But honestly, I think the root of it for me was more the gluten.
Interesting. I was going to ask, what do you think the root cause was?
Yeah, I mean, with migraines, it's never one thing. It's always, I almost find there's always a physical component. It often is people that are sensitive to their environments, really sensitive, like things like dehydration, electrolyte imbalances, have a lot of muscle tension. So like seeing a chiropractor is super helpful, but there's almost always like some form of liver overload, liver toxicity. So a lot of, if you look at a lot of natural products meant for headache and migraine sufferers, a lot of the stuff in there is liver support herbs. Because it's like the liver is overloaded with hormones. Hormones can be a big driver, with chemicals in your environment, with like toxic foods for your body. Mm-hmm. And it just takes like one extra exposure, whatever, and it's too much and it can show up as a migraine. And then stress. Stress is big too. So it usually is like you kind of have to work on all three of those areas, but you definitely can get rid of migraines.
That makes me wonder if people from like 200-300 years ago, without all the toxins and everything, I was like, are they getting migraines or are they just...
Yeah, I'm sure they were not. Yeah. Most of our modern day problems, I feel like were probably not a thing back then.
Yeah, for sure. Can you tell us a little bit or a lot of it about Fringe products? Because I feel like you guys are very different than most on the market. I feel like you guys just hold yourself to a way higher standard. I first heard of Fringe products on Dr. Charlie DC's podcast. Mm-hmm. It's Red Pill Your Health, which I'm obsessed with. I think I've listened to every episode he's ever come out with.
Yeah.
He was like one of the first like crunchy people I ever followed.
Yeah.
And yeah, I heard of Fringe and he was talking, it was like a preconception and pregnancy episode. Mm-hmm. He was talking about how you want to avoid certain additives in like electrolytes and all these things, and he started talking about Fringe. Mm-hmm. And so I like googled you guys right away. And yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, these are like the preconception electrolytes. And I think I have your electrolytes, I have your D3K2, I have
people are magnesium, probably
magnesium. Yes. Yeah. And I was having really bad insomnia, and I know it doesn't have magnesium glycinate in it, but I was having
it does. It's a blend, so it's not just glycinate. Okay, but so glycinate's in there.
It's like four of them, right?
Three of them.
Okay, and I started to use that, and I'm sleeping so much better now.
Amazing.
So that was my trick. Yeah, Joey was like, why don't you start taking the magnesium that you have? And yeah, I was like, you're right.
He's like, hello. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm obsessed with the Fringe products. I'm a Fringe buyer for life now.
I love that. So most people, a lot of people, if they've heard of Fringe, have heard of us for red light therapy, which we can talk about next. But like a year and a half ago, we launched our supplement line, and that's what I'm heavily involved in. So yeah, kudos to Dr. Charlie. If you didn't know, Dr. Charlie and I are very good friends. We went to school together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we did all like the same seminars and trainings and stuff. And so what we really wanted to do with supplements is the three of us on the medical team, we're all moms and doctors, and we're like, there are not, like, electrolytes is a perfect example. An electrolyte on the market did not exist that I didn't have to compromise something with the label, right? And this isn't to, like, dog on the clean electrolytes. Like, I mean, amazing that we have way better options than Gatorade and Powerade, right? But is like, I didn't love that everything is like natural flavors and you don't know what that means. Everything has like citric acid and maltodextrin or like stevia and gums or just like all this stuff that like you don't need. Right. And so it's like, okay, I love giving to this to my kid after soccer, but like, I don't love 100% of it. And so we were like, we're going to make stuff we 100% approve of. And so I feel like what sets us apart is more like our values as a company is unless an ingredient is absolutely necessary, for some reason, we don't put it in there. Our tagline is small scoop, big good. Like our, you know, the scoops in our electrolytes are tiny. There's like nothing. And at first we were like, ooh, are people going to complain about this? Like I just paid how much money for this and there's like nothing in there. But that's actually the whole message because most competitors, half of it is like maltodextrin and citric acid, to be honest. Like electrolytes are a little bit of like salts. There's not much in there. So yeah, we have our focus with our first handful of products is things we deem essential, which means these are things that due to, unfortunately, the depletion of mineral levels in our soil and our modern lifestyle, we cannot, physically cannot get enough of without supplementing. And so I don't care how organic or regenerative you eat, it's a soil problem. So we should ideally be able to get all of these minerals, magnesium included, through our food. And we just can't anymore. They did a study on the magnesium content in vegetables now versus 100 years ago. It's 90% reduced.
Holy crap.
It's a big deal. And magnesium is such a stealth supplement. I mean, if anyone listening is not taking magnesium and has any symptom, like add it to your routine. It's essential for over 800 biochemical processes in our body. It's a cofactor for so many important things. So whether you're working on optimizing hormones or fertility or detoxing or healing your gut or sleeping or have anxiety, magnesium can really do amazing things. So anyway, our commitment is to like be as minimal as possible, as close to nature as possible, and deliver highly effective, safe supplements and be super transparent. So we third-party test every single batch of our products. A lot of kind of the bigger companies, they might do that every few years. So even if they'll give you their test results, it might not actually be the test results for what you're taking. Mm-hmm. And we publish the results right on our website, which nobody does. But we believe like you should have access to that information. Maybe you don't know how to read a heavy metal test. That's fine, but you should be able to see what the numbers are and make an informed choice. So yeah, our first, the products you were talking about, we have an unflavored electrolyte, which is just those really good minerals, sodium, potassium, magnesium, calcium, and we add trace minerals as well. And we have a magnesium blend product that's really amazing. And a powdered vitamin D and K, which is really nice. So it's tasteless. You don't need to take it with food. It absorbs a lot better.
You have a flavored electrolyte now, right?
We do.
Yeah. I need to order that.
You do, because it's going fast. So
yeah,
definitely order it. Yeah, that took 2 years. Turns out it's incredibly difficult to make a clean flavored electrolyte. That's the actually the entire reason we launched with unflavored was because we literally couldn't do it in time. And yeah, it's amazing. The flavoring comes from organic freeze-dried raspberries is the ingredient. So we've always been very committed to never having natural flavors on any of our labels. So it's flavored with real fruit.
That's amazing. You said the scoops are small. Should people be putting them in like every single water they're drinking, or is it just like one serving a day, or how does that work?
It totally, this answer is very annoying. I understand. It depends on the person, but, and it also depends on the kind of water you drink. So like in my house, we have a reverse osmosis filter. That's great. It gets everything out, but it gets all the minerals out. So for myself, I put a scoop in my water bottle every time I fill it up to get those good minerals back in. If you are lucky and drink fresh like spring water, you might not need as much. So we recommend for the average person, adult, 1 to 2 scoops a day. Again, it's flavorless, which is nice. We have flavored as well, but that's like how I remineralize my water. And that is really important for people listening. I feel like people are starting to talk about this more, which is really good. a lot of people, like, their kids get a lot of cavities because they're not getting enough minerals. So if you're filtering your water, if you have a good filter, it's going to strip all the minerals out, which I think is more important. Like, get the forever chemicals out of my water, please, and the pesticides and, like, all that stuff. But you've got to be supplementing minerals back in daily then, because otherwise, over time, your body will actually pull the minerals out of your bones and teeth. Your body's smart. It's going to get the minerals it needs from somewhere, but we don't want it taking it from those places.
Especially if you've had children, too. That just rips your body of
so depleted.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's safe to take while pregnant. And your magnesium's probably safe to take while pregnant,
yep.
too.
All of our products. The electrolytes, magnesium, and the vitamin D. And those are all super important, especially during pregnancy. And fertility, you want your body to feel safe and like it has abundance of minerals stored so it can sustain another life, essentially.
Can you tell us now about your red light? Because you guys had sent me the red light. Yes, the wrap. And when Dr. Abby and I were talking, because I was like, yeah, we're on our preconception journey. Like, we want to try in about a year. She's like, I'm going to send you my red light wrap. You put it around your uterus. And I was like, tell me more.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess let's take it back first and just talk about red light and what the heck that even is. And then we can go into like different ways to utilize it. So red light therapy, I find it's funny. It's one of those things like everyone has heard about it and like seen it on Instagram, people sitting in front of like those huge panels. But it's like, what is it? And so red light therapy is light therapy. And that really comes down to a conversation about the sun. So the sun gives us red light naturally. You can get your own red light therapy for free if you go outside with exposed skin at sunset or sunrise. That's why the sun looks orangey and red, because at those times in the day, it's higher in those therapeutic wavelengths of light that look red. That makes sense. Okay, so ultimately, the whole problem of why we need these like devices because we're inside too much, right? But certain wavelengths the sun has, red light and near infrared light, have immense researched healing benefits. And so because the average person spends 93% of our time indoors, we are very sunlight deficient, is just the reality, right? That's why everyone needs vitamin D supplementation, right? If we were outside way more, we wouldn't need that either. But it's also just, it kind of is what it is, right? We need to record this podcast. It kind of has to be inside, right? And so when you hear the term red light therapy, it's really an umbrella term for red light and near infrared light. That's two different spectrums. Okay. Red light is what looks nice and red. You've seen all the red light devices. Near infrared light is an invisible spectrum of light. You cannot see it, but it provides heat or warmth. Those are the spectrums of light. When you're outside, you feel it on your skin. It feels nice and warm. Okay. So when you use a red light device, like you use the wrap you have, it feels nice and warm on your skin. That's the near infrared. Near infrared penetrates a bit deeper than red light, but at the end of the day, red light therapy does a bunch of amazing things. But the biggest thing to me, the take-home message, is that it helps support and heal the mitochondria of the cell, which mitochondria is a big buzzword. But if you guys go back to like your sixth grade biology class, everyone's like the powerhouse of the cell. We've all have that like ingrained in our minds since we were 10 years old. You imagine that like flat cut across a cell has the mitochondria in there. It is like the battery operator of our cells and our whole bodies. It what creates energy. Okay, if we're talking about this from a fertility perspective, some of the highest concentration of mitochondria in our entire bodies are in the reproductive system. Mitochondria powerhouses, ovaries, uterus, okay? So by doing that red light therapy over your abdomen every single day, it needs to be direct on your skin. You're like supercharging the batteries of that reproductive system. It helps decrease inflammation, increase circulation and nutrient delivery, lowers like oxidative stress. So a lot of people in like the holistic health world are really talking about mitochondrial health right now, and rightfully so, because it's like, if you can heal on a cellular level, you can heal anything. And so red light therapy, it really does like seem too good to be true, which that's the difficult part because everyone's like, can red light help this? It's like, well, in theory, yes. If there's like cells in that area, it's going to give them more energy to operate better. But superstar stuff, it's great at fertility. We've gotten many, many testimonials on that helping. It's amazing for menstrual cramps, helping people with things like PCOS, intense period pain, stuff like that. Any area of pain, joint pain, back pain, headache. You know, for me, it's like the first go-to in our at-home first aid kit. Like my daughter falls and scrapes her knee. She's like, I need the red light. Right. And that's really the goal, is giving people this really powerful healing tool that's very safe, has very low risk, and is like really effective that they can go to instead of drugs or medications or like other toxic things. This is like great for your arsenal.
Can you overdo it? Like, could you be wearing that wrap for too long? And what does that look like?
You absolutely can. It's not going to hurt you, but if you do it too much, it just kind of like neutralizes the positive effects. Mm-hmm. And if you do it for too long, I tested this out on myself just because I like being a test dummy. I ran it. I had like menstrual cramps and I think I ran it like 6 times. Our red light devices are on like a 20 minute timer. So I just kept running it because it really works for menstrual cramps. And I did get like a tiny sunburn. So it can kind of do that to your skin. It was like pink. It wasn't really painful, but it was definitely there. Mm-hmm. But the thing is with red light therapy, there is like too much of a good thing. So because it does cause a tiny bit of stress to your cells and your system. So we always tell people you just want to do one red light therapy session per body area per day. So now you could red light your abdomen, your knee, and your neck all in one day, but you don't need to do more than one session per area because you need to give those cells a break to like turn over and heal afterward.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us then about why the wrap is good for preconception? Because people are people wearing it in pregnancy or they're not wearing it in pregnancy? It's just preconception.
So you can do red light therapy very safely throughout pregnancy, just not directly over your abdomen. Now, that's like a legal thing. It's because like everything in pregnancy, there hasn't been a giant peer-reviewed study on 10,000 women are not signing up to red light their bellies and just see what happens, right? So, it's like, I'm not saying it's, you know, horrible, but we just don't have enough evidence to definitively say it's absolutely safe. So what we say during pregnancy, any other area is great. You can do your back. I mean, man, I wish I had red light during my pregnancy with my daughter, like for the back aches and like hip aches and headaches. And it's something you can actually do. You can't like take any medications or even herbs in pregnancy, right? So it's a really nice adjunct. But for preconception, it's more like we talked about supporting the mitochondria of that area, because that is what is so important for egg quality. And so egg quality, eggs run on like a 90-day cycle to produce like from a follicle to a mature egg that gets spit out of the ovaries. So I usually tell patients, and this the same thing goes for nutrition, like taking great prenatal products, stuff like that. If you have the foresight, like you did, Kate, of like, I want to start working on this for a year, amazing. But I tell people at least 3 to 6 months before you want to conceive, start taking all your nutrition, prenatal, minerals, extra magnesium, make sure your vitamin D levels are nice and high. I love CoQ10 for egg quality. But I also want you to do red light on your abdomen every day. Super easy to do. Just I do mine at night as I'm getting into bed. 20 minutes on my abdomen. I just keep it on my nightstand. And that is going to really support and optimize, like your eggs are going to be amazing quality a year later if you're optimizing that now. So that's really important for people to understand with fertility and not like, look, plenty of people get pregnant on a whim and have amazing, healthy babies. But if you have the foresight to start implementing these things at least 3 months before, it can make a big difference.
Yeah. And it's just helping your cycle anyway. So why wouldn't you?
100%. All the same stuff that supports fertility supports healthy, happy hormones, right? So whether you're working on getting pregnant or not, it's good stuff to do.
I used mine in pregnancy every day. I avoided like directly on my abdomen, yeah. but I had a bladder surgery when I was young, and the scar, for whatever reason, I couldn't get out of my head. Yeah. Like, that's going to be a problem in labor. So I was putting the red light on my scar every single day. And sure, it did help my scar, but it definitely helped me mentally too. And then when I did give birth, my, you know, when your milk comes in, you're all engorged and everything. Yes. I was putting the red light on my boobs. And I was like, total. This is wonderful. It helps.
Totally. Yes, I'm so like, I wish I had this during that period. Like, I would have used it on everything. But yeah, it's so amazing. It's just like I was saying, there's almost zero contraindications because besides pregnancy, right over your abdomen, or people that are very photosensitive, like, cannot go in the sun for some reason. Otherwise, it's safe for everyone. My patients use it on their babies for diaper rash. Like, it's amazing for skin, amazing for scars, like you're saying. So it's so valuable.
Okay. So Dr. Abby is obviously a chiropractor. Like she said, can you tell us who or when people should start chiropractic care? And like, is it valuable for everyone, or is it just certain people should be going, other people don't need to?
Yes. So obviously I'm incredibly biased to answer this question, but the healthiest families I see are the families that value regular chiropractic care. From a pregnancy, from preconception, right? Chiropractic care, first of all, most chiropractors are very like wellness minded. So a lot of them are also going to be talking to their patients about nutrition and how important that is, and just like living a healthy lifestyle. So if your goal is to be healthy and have like a health conscious, health minded family, a chiropractor in your corner is definitely the way to go. And they're also amazing referral sources. Like, we know all the great integrative holistic pediatricians in the area and lactation consultants, and like, you know, like whatever people are looking for, acupuncturists, like you name it. And so just to be in that community of like-minded healthcare providers, I feel like is so important, especially for moms. Like, if the only healthcare provider you have is a pediatrician who isn't really aligned with your values, it's such an uphill battle and it's so stressful. So having healthcare providers that can care for you and your children that are on the same wavelength is just, it's invaluable. But chiropractic, at the heart of it, classic chiropractic theory is that the spine and the nervous system controls every single function in our body, right? So you got your brain, you got your spinal cord comes down, all the nerves come out from there and control everything. And so if our spine is out of alignment and those nerves are not communicating properly, that can, like, in a downstream effect, impact everything from our digestion to our immune health to our hormones to our ability to think clearly, right? The perfect example is babies. I love treating babies. I see a ton of kids in my practice, and moms are always like, when do I bring the baby in? And I'm like, on the way home from the hospital, if possible. Like, I want my hands on that baby as soon as possible. Birth is beautiful and amazing, and it's also traumatic for mom and baby. And man, babies respond so fast. It's amazing. If they're constipated or have colic, it's like right after they get adjusted, they'll have a bowel movement or calm down or stop being fussy. So it's just such a great adjunct when I feel like Western medicine really misses the ball with most things. They're great for like an emergency situation, need to keep you alive, but you've got a baby with colic and reflux and all these digestive issues and eczema, like they aren't going to help you, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so I just think a chiropractor is a great person to have in your corner. Not just, people think chiropractor for like back pain, neck pain, car accidents, mm-hmm. right? But most of us are very much like family practices and just invested in keeping people well, really.
Yeah, like you said, people think it's like a, like when I tell them I bring my baby to the chiropractor every week, they're like picturing them like cracking my baby in half or like breaking my neck or something this one
time
thing.
What? Yes.
Yeah, but it's like overall wellness. I mean, even my chiropractor came, I gave birth at home. She came over while I was in labor and like
amazing.
Helped do fascial unwinding and like made sure my sacrum was moving. It's more than just cracking. It's overall health and wellness and like you said, nervous system. It's beautiful.
Yeah. You know, medical doctors go through like residencies and stuff and get super, super specialized. But you could look up 10 different chiropractors in your town and they're all probably going to practice a bit differently. Some are really focused in like car accident cases and like trauma and injuries. And some, like myself, are really focused on like families and kids and wellness and might have like extra certifications for pregnancy and chiropractic and stuff like that. Some are purely functional medicine and they do a ton of blood work and like helping people with like chronic diseases. So there's a provider out there for everyone. And that's, I would really encourage people to just like do research, but get some sort of holistic provider on your like pit crew that can help you maintain your health or help you like feel better if you're struggling with symptoms.
A chiropractor is my number one suggestion to every mom that messaged me saying they have something's wrong with their baby, like whether it be they don't latch, they hate their car seat, they are constipated, like I'm ear infections. I'm like, did you go to the chiro yet? I'm like, that is your, that should be your number one, not going to the doctor's office.
100%.
So, yeah, it's just crazy that I feel like it's such a tool for moms, but most moms just don't know. Or if they do know of the chiros, they're kind of like, oh, I'm not taking my baby to get their neck cracked. And it's just like, look up a chiropractic adjustment for an infant. It's, it's such a gentle
pressure. It's, I tell patients, it's the same amount of pressure you can comfortably put on your eyeball. That's the pressure use on an infant. But people don't know this, right? And they don't know what they don't know. And unfortunately, most of the like new patients as children I see, the reason they land in my office is because they've gotten so bad and Western medicine has failed them for so long that they finally try chiropractic, right? So their kid's like covered head to toe eczema and has all these digestion issues. And they're like, I really want to get my kid off steroids. And it's like, man, that should have been the first referral from the pediatrician. And like all of this could have been avoided. So I'm glad you guys are having this conversation because it's really important.
Yeah, we say all the time, like, we hope it never gets to the point where you lose that trust in the medical system, like, for a reason. Just, like, get ahead of it and go the holistic route to begin with to avoid all that anyways, you know, maintenance. Yeah. Like, even if you're like, oh, I feel fine, I don't need to go see somebody, just get ahead of it. Go maintenance at the chiropractor.
Yeah, like one of my mentors says, like, the only way you can coast is down. So if you're not, like, working to maintain your health, right? Eating well, exercise, moving your body, sleeping well, all the things, seeing a chiropractor, like eventually you're going to start going the wrong direction. So the question is like, who is kind of on your team to help you accomplish that?
Yeah, that's so true. And I just wish that like you said, like if pediatricians just had that in their back pocket of like, oh, you should try the chiropractic, but it's such like, you're either Western or you're holistic. And they, you know, it's just like, I wish we could, Western doctors could like give a little bit of sprinkle of like holistic remedies or, you know,
or like, natural. Why not try that first? Be like, go see a chiro for a month, come back if it hasn't been fixed. Like,
exactly.
I'd be great with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully eventually we get to a point where we're just like mingling the both together and then people realize like, oh, you know, I can use holistic ways as our main source. And then when there's an emergency, obviously, that's amazing that we have Western medicine to take care of emergencies. But right now, I feel like it's either you're one or the other, or people in the holistic world understand that, like, yes, we have Western for emergencies. But hopefully we'll bring them together one day.
One day.
If they listen to this podcast, then we'll be united.
Yeah. That's all it takes.
Well, can you tell everybody where they can find you and reach out to you?
Yeah. So the main place to find me is Instagram. My handle is dr.abbykramer. And so that's where you can find all my stuff and Fringe's stuff. Their handle is Fringe Heels. But it's on my profile as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. This was a great episode.
Right, you're welcome. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much. And everyone go follow Dr. Abby.
That's it for today's episode of Moms Unbothered. If this conversation made you think differently, question the norm, or even just feel a little more empowered in your health journey, do us a favor. Share this with another mom who needs to hear it.
If you're loving the show, the best way to support us is by leaving a quick review, subscribing, and connecting with us on social media. It helps us reach more moms who are ready to take back control of what goes on, in, and around their families. We'll be back next week with another conversation, but until then, trust your instincts, question to everything, and stay unbothered. Bothered.